Friday morning and Nevin time. Nevin, good morning, my friend.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm all right. And you, my friend? What are you up to today? What are we doing? What are we at?
Well, we're doing a really kind of like two lovely kind of chicken recipes. One is just a coriander and honey glazed chicken with a shospa salad. So it's a kind of like a really lovely feta cheese salad.
Hang on. This is in your fabulously hugely successful book. I made this.
You made this?
I made it because I thought the shopska thing was interesting.
And did it work?
I beg your pardon. It was the Bulgarian... priest wouldn't ask me that. But it's the Bulgarian salad. Yeah, I did that
well
with the
done.
Tomatoes and onions and everything. I loved it. Anyway, it was lovely. Yeah, this is great. And the name of the, what is the name of the book now? Because it's still full price, I believe.
It's Midweek Meals.
That's the one?
So it is, yeah.
Midweek meals. Well, listen, off you go. For those who haven't ventured into this one, this is a joy. I love this. And if Mark can make it, anyone can.
Well, it's kind of two recipes in one, so we'll talk about the salad in a minute. Yeah. So this one is using chicken thighs and chicken drumsticks, which are great value, fantastic flavour if you go for the kind of corn-fed ones. A little quick marinade for you is just some honey, a little bit of grated root ginger, some coriander seeds into this, fennel seeds, which is like aniseed. Now, if you don't like them, you can use some chilli, you can use some curry powder, so you can mix it up. So you toss all that together, put your chicken into it, leave it for maybe an hour or two in the fridge, and then it literally goes into the oven. So you preheat the oven at 200 degrees and then that goes in there. Now that can take probably the guts of 20 to 25 minutes until it's really nice and kind of golden brown and gorgeous and, shall we say, nice and sticky. So that's what you want from the chicken when it goes in, and I think that's really, really important. The salad then, so the chicken just cooks through, turn it every so often. A really good tip actually with this is when you're cooking the chicken is to put parchment paper into the actual dish, and then that will save on the wash. Trust me, your listeners will be thanking me for this.
Yeah.
So it's really, really simple and I think really full of flavour. The salad then is lovely and fresh.
Yeah.
Ripe tomatoes, cucumber cut into cubes. Is that tomato, sorry, cut into cubes? Or you can just slice them. Lovely red pepper.
I slice them. Not that you care. I slice them. Just
perfect. Perfect.
You know.
Perfect. Yeah, that's good. I'm totally on your side. So then what you do is you mix this with some rapeseed oil and white wine vinegar. Now you could use some lovely cider vinegar, and then that's your dressing. Drizzle that over your tomatoes, cucumber, the green pepper, which is optional, by the way, and then some spring onion. And then just sprinkle it with feta cheese, which is gorgeous. And there's a lovely kind of feta-style Irish cheese, Santola do it. It's a really nice one.
I thought the feta cheese gave it a great, I don't know, it just brought it alive or something. It was
a great description. It's kind of salty and just lovely texture, and I definitely agree with you there. And then, Marty, if you like it, olives, I mean, like, listen, I could take or leave the olives sometime. They're a little bit strong. You can put them in, keep them in. A little bit of chopped parsley. But so that's a lovely salad on its own with some grilled chicken. But see with that beautiful coriander and honey glazed chicken.
It's gorgeous. So now, I used the breasts. I didn't use the thighs.
Perfect.
That's me. I can't help myself.
Absolutely. You
know, my mother always gave me the breasts. She was a very kind woman altogether. And no wonder my father was a skinny malink. Malogian legs. I got all the... But anyway, it's a gorgeous meal. And you think now I was able to cook, but I did this. And it worked a treat, and everybody ate and licked the plate. So well done, you.
Wow.
Coriander, honey glazed chicken, and shopska salad. Well, I'm proud of you for giving it to me. So now, if you want to leave that on your trive, you can then go on to. No, what else are you giving us today? What else? Are you going?
Yeah, it's a lovely kind of aromatic chicken salad with satay dressing. So this is just, if you get a lovely kind of rotisserie chicken, you'll get that in the supermarket, your local cramp butcher. You know, it's like a pre-cooked chicken and you can roast your own, but just to save time. So with this, we'll talk about the dressing and we'll talk about the salad. So it's the satay dressing. So the satay is originally from Thailand and Indonesia.
Right.
So there's always peanut butter in it. A little bit of boiling water, just put this into a saucepan just to warm it up. A little bit of rapeseed oil, and then a really nice kind of chili sauce called sriracha, which is Thai gold. Yes, Thai gold do a really nice one, which isn't going to burn the mouth of you, but there's a bit of a kick to it, which is gorgeous.
All right, yeah.
Now, for a bit of sweetness, some caster sugar, some dark soy sauce, and then this is really important, your vinegar. You need a little bit of balsamic vinegar and then some white wine vinegar, or rice wine vinegar it says, but white wine vinegar is absolutely fine for this.
Mm.
So you mix all that together, you can bring it to the boil, and then that's your dressing done. And then all all you do then is just get some little baby gem salad, which I love the cause. You know the little soft,
crunchy
salad?
Yeah.
I do love that. Yeah. So you kind of shred in your chicken, then a couple of carrots, which you kind of grated, or what I've said, cut into julienne, which means thin strips of carrot. A little bit of cucumber again, that goes over your chicken, and then a little bit of spring onion, and then drizzle that dressing over, and then a little bit of juice of lime goes gorgeous with that, and some fresh mint. So there's a lot of interesting flavours and textures. That dressing there that I've given you will keep in your fridge for up to a week, and then you can just do it with some grilled chicken. You don't have to use roast chicken, by the way. You're the man, know, that loves the chicken fillets, which is gorgeous in this too, so it is.
Yeah, oh, that sounds lovely. That sounds really lovely.
Well, it's lovely and fresh, and it's you get lots of really interesting textures from the dressing, from the chicken, and then all that lovely kind of like the carrot. I mean, like cucumber, I could take or leave. It's not my favourite ingredient.
Do you not like cucumber? I love it. I love it.
You know, it's okay. It's okay. I mean, like, I'd far prefer, you know, the nice kind of like fresh taste and carrot or something like that would give me a lot more kind of satisfaction.
I understand.
But that dressing is gorgeous with the chicken, and then, you know, so you have two very different recipes, one using the roast chicken, and again you can use chicken breast, and then the drums and chicken thighs, which are gorgeous.
Oh, I love that. That's gorgeous. Well, anyway, it's aromatic chicken salad with satay dressing, and then at the same time you can have your coriander and honey glazed chicken with chops salad for tomorrow. That'll be the way you do that now.
Perfect.
That's fantastic. I love the two of those. That's lovely. Now, I don't have any Bulgarian singers handy. Aziz, Desi Slava or Preslava. I have none of them handy, so I have to play something else.
You've probably met a few in your time at the Eurovision.
I have. There's always a few somewhere. There's always a few around. You never know. Don't be talking to me now. I can't go to the Eurovision. I won't be going to the Eurovision. I'll be commentating from here. I'll be commentating from the safety of studio.
My God, and you've done it for so many years.
I have. Well, let's be doing it again. Do it again this year, and my crack is it'll be fine, and then next year, please God, we'll head away again. So that's the way to
do it. That'll be lovely. You know. That'll be lovely. Yeah.
Stand by the Bulgarians. So now listen, keep the faith, and I'll talk to you next week, my friend.
You look after yourself.
I will always
do
that. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. God bless you.